against these Pokemon. Children are all about that bass. This seems untoward. flawless. Kids are saying they've got ass. I think that's what they're getting at here. If you want to hear pitched up adults, we'll listen to it. Yeah, I mean, thanks to that song for introducing the world to ass. I mean, you know, there was no interest prior to this.
Yeah.
Never been another song about ass until that song came along. Is the album I'm looking for on Spotify? That's the question. It would appear to be. Oh, their 2018 album is on here as well. I forgot all about that. That's, why we're here.
Yeah.
album is 20 years old. I mean, I know it sounds like it was just released yesterday, but...
アメリカ生まれの2人組、歌謡界に殴り込み、狙うはポップの一番星、拍手の用意はよろしいですか？温かく迎えてやっていただきましょう。ダフネとセレステ。
Then how come they're still wearing diapers? How can
until they seem pretty adamant about it. So I guess Japan is cool.
When are we gonna get there? We've been driving forever. It's getting really dark out and I'm getting scared.
Yeah, well, I have the lights on.
Celeste, where are we? You have no idea where we are.
Neither do you.
Yeah, we are driving. You said you knew where we were going.
Yeah, well, you have the map and you told me where to go.
Yeah, I know. I keep on telling you exactly where to go.
And I kept going the right way. Oh, where you told me to go. And Celeste, now we're obviously, you have no sense of navigation, do you?
I'm really scared.
All right, well, we're gonna pull over real quick.
Talking.
was the other hit.
Like, hi, like, I'm Celeste. Hi, like, I'm Daphne. And, like, we just wanted to let you know that our next song on the album is going to be our cheerleading song.
Like, yeah, like.
Like, totally. And so, like, we really hope you, like it because, like, we like it. Okay?
Like, all right. Do you think they can really, like it?
Well, they don't really have a choice because they already bought the album. So, like, okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm a cheerleader now.
A couple years ago, I never listened to it. We're gonna have to now. That's just how this is gonna have to go today. We're gonna have to hear what they had to say, you know, like 18 years later or whatever, 20 years later, whatever. Yeah, we need to know. That's the last track. Alright, so that was 2000. know, when Daphne and Celeste broke onto the scene, really shook things up. Really shook things up. People were talking, is what I'm saying. And then they disappeared. Weird, I know. And then resurfaced years later. And I want to say they started doing interviews about, hey, you did these songs like 20 years ago. So people were talking about this album. It was like, I don't really remember the context. I know they played festivals and shit. There's a clip somewhere out there of them getting booed off stage at like the Reading Festival or whatever. And that's pretty good. And but like they kept coming up in like they kept coming up. I don't know. I don't remember the context per se. But then they resurfaced and did some interviews, and then eventually this album happened.
Looking said, universe is strange. Perhaps that's why I'm tangled up in you. Nebulae in an alchemy. So how am I supposed to find the view?
fuck is this?
Yeah.
not good. Congratulations to, oh man, there's like fucking 6 remixes of Sunny Day, which, no, oh, one's in Japanese. Glad to see they're continuing their respectful respect of Japan. Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's something I'll have to go, like, look at a Wikipedia page and see if that jogs. I'm having a hard time describing Daphne and Celeste, and we just listened to pretty much their entire body of work. But I remember buying that album because it was like people were like it kept coming up, like people were talking about it. There was like some heat on it, like not necessarily it was like, hey, this is a good record, it's gonna sell or whatever, but like I maybe it was because of the festival stuff, that them getting booed off tour or whatever, and they had an attitude in interviews that stood out or something. I'm trying to figure. I'm trying to figure out what the thing was originally, but I can't remember. And then that other album, this other album that is, you know, a couple years old or whatever. It's just bizarre. Not really an effective. I mean, it doesn't have to be, right? Like, art is art. You're gonna do your thing. But I would think, if you were reapproaching the Daphne and Celeste project a couple of decades later, 15 years later, let's say, 17, you know, whatever it was, that you would be looking to kind of recapture that kind of like shouty back and forth thing of the first record. Like that vague kind of, you know, that vague Beastie Boys-esque fucking thing that they had, but they go so far away from that. And that could be really exciting, but in this case, I don't know that either would have worked. I don't know if they had just put out another album that sounded like that. I don't know, that would have been just weird in a different way, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, vague shampoo for sure. If you're wondering how I intersect with this stuff, that is probably exactly it. In terms of just like, well, you know, post-shampoo, there wasn't a lot going on in that department. You had to either get into Daphne and Celeste or Tattoo. Or both. Driving by the urgent care, looking to see if it's full of people. Doesn't look like it. We'll see how this is starting to look like. We might not come into the office for a chunk of time while this shit blows over. Case in Berkeley yesterday, like, you know, you assume a city of this size, there are people here now infected. I'm not sure what to do. You know, the company, I'm gonna check in up the chain today and see what their latest recommendations are. They sent out a thing they sent out a thing on Monday morning kind of saying, hey, we're looking at potentially closing some locations. You know, obviously a company, you know, a company the size of CBS was already big, and now you layer Viacom on top of that. They have a lot of offices in a lot of different locations, so it wasn't necessarily talking about San Francisco per se. In fact, you know, they've got operations in China, you know, and stuff like that. That they'd be like, hey, we need to fucking think about that stuff for sure. Just try to limit the spread. But now they're kind of, you know, the word this morning was around like limiting community transmission, limiting exposure to communities. They were saying like sporting events, churches, and other public gatherings, like, hey, maybe don't do it. Or if you do have to do it, don't, you know, hey, don't hold hands at church, or, you know, whatever else. I saw a sign that basically said, like, hey, we took the holy water out because, you know, people get sick, which is hilarious. It's a dark side of the times. I don't know. Don't let money change you. That's how we know money ain't you. Bitch, I've been had. Bitches been bad. We buy big boats. Bitch, I'm sin bad. Downright sinful. Bitch, we been full. All my dope boys, we like kinfolk. Be more burst boom. DC glass pipe. VA sick bells. About that trap life. Blew through thousands. We made millions. Cocaine soldiers. Once civilians. Bought hoes Hondas. Took care children. Let my pastor build classics. So yeah, I've been thinking about ideas about like what that might look like from a content perspective, and I've got some pretty terrible ideas that I think might be a lot of fun. To drop when he want, cause nobody else could fuck with me. What a show off, nigga, wrist for wrist, let's have a glow off. Fuck it, brick for brick, let's have a blow off. If we go by connections made, I can still climb ladders when complexions fade. Yeah, white on white, that's the tester. Black on black, that's the Tesla. See these diamonds in this watch face? All that shit came from pressure. They don't miss you till you gone with the wind. And they tired of dancing like a yin yang twin. You can't have the yin without the yang, my friend. Real niggas bring balance to the game I'm in. Yeah. Can't escape the scale if I try. Interstate traffic is alive. Push.
Baby, try me one more time. Oh, baby, I'm about to.
just gonna stream myself finishing the rest of the puzzles in D-Jig, Lassen, whatever, Lassen Art series or whatever for Saturn. To do a Gizmondo stream, but that's something we probably have to do with the studio because we're gonna need to lock down cameras and have a desk and point the cameras at it and all that stuff. We cannot capture or emulate a Gizmondo. Happy 20th anniversary to PlayStation 2 and to Daphne and Celeste. Two great institutions of our time. Classic hits. Bangers, if you will. That's what I have on offer. I mean, I do have two webcams at home. If I had a good mount for one of them, I could mount it facing down on the desk and then try to get a Gizmondo focused. I was flipping a butterfly knife around just yesterday. Poorly, very poorly. Mostly I was opening a box with a butterfly knife, but I flipped it a little bit. What is this fucking Twitter bullshit? Fleets? Man, fucking stories are for fucking cowards. Stories and fleets and fucking expiring fucking posts are for fucking cowards. Say your shit on the record. Leave it up forever. Testing it first in Brazil. Congratulations. You get to fleet. Thank you. Sleigh Bells, right? That great album, and like a couple of singles around the release of that great album with some B-sides or whatever else. It's a great album. It's a really great album. But, yeah. There was some stuff on the album after this that I didn't. That was all right. It was all right. But yeah. Situation where stories really make sense, or I mean, well, so I guess, like, obviously, like, people have different fucking situations when it comes to fucking social media, right? Like, I, you know, I'm out there, as they say. Go get in the fucking lane. You know, there are plenty of people who are just like are gonna say a thing, it's gonna fade away, and whatever, who cares? And I get it. You know, they don't have a lot of followers in the first place. It's not a big deal. They're just, like, talking to people they know for reals. And whatever. It's fine. But I never fucking watch stories on Instagram. I never fucking watch stories. And so, like, their idea, you know, like, the Twitter blog post about it apparently says something along the lines of, well, maybe people will be more comfortable tweeting their thoughts of knowing it'll go away. It's like, motherfucker, you seeing how many fucking tweets get fucking screenshotted these days to make sure they never go away? You fucking dumbasses. But, like, obviously, like, there are different people in different situations where they're not, you know, in a position where that's gonna fucking happen, right? So yeah, maybe. I feel like the only, like, real purpose. So I'd look at it, like, then from, like, the fucking businessy fucking angle of this shit, or brand angle, I guess. And the only time a story makes sense is when you're trying to fucking get a hold of people in a timely fashion. When it's like, hey, this thing's happening today in this many hours. And because we put this up as a story, it'll show up at the top of some shit. And maybe you'll be a little more likely to see it where you might miss it otherwise. Like, that to me seems like the only real purpose of fucking stories is for fucking businesses. I don't know. It's whatever. Whatever. I'm here. I gotta go. Have fun fleeting out there from Brazil. BrazilianFleets.biz.